House Speaker Steve Crisafulli calls Medicaid a broken system, and he says he'd rather pursue other aspects of health care, like expanding access through services like telemedicine or letting nurses and other health care practitioners do more. What he's not interested in, a Medicaid expansion.
Ultimately, right now, we stand in a position where we're not going to be doing anything on the issue. But as I said, we've got a long ways to go and a lot of conversations to be had.
Senate President Andy Gardner is on the other side of the issue, but that's no surprise. The Senate has repeatedly supported pulling down federal dollars to offer Medicaid to people who make too much money to qualify for the traditional system, but too little for federal help to purchase private insurance plans. Groups that previously opposed or were silent on the Medicaid expansion question are now coming out in support of the plan. Hospitals have mostly led the way because they have a lot to lose. About $2 billion in federal support for hospitals to treat low-income patients is going away this summer, and the federal government has no plans to renew it.
I think the Obama administration is really taking a stand and saying that Florida needs to come to the table and negotiate when it comes to Medicaid expansion.
Charlotte Cassell is with Florida Legal Services in Miami. Her organization examined several counties to see what they'd lose under the expiration of what's called the low-income pool versus what they'd gain through a Medicaid expansion. Take Hillsborough County, for example.
And then in Hillsborough County, the $150 million that are lost would be offset by about a conservative estimate of $373 million. So more than double what is lost would be drawn down.
That holds true for most of the counties the group examined. But Crisafulli says there's a difference between taking federal funding through the low-income pool versus taking federal funding for Medicaid.
It's not about the money. It's about the product. And, you know, ultimately, you know, there are some concerns about the money part of it because you've got to backfill it when that money disappears. Certainly there's a concern with that. But with regard to the issue itself with Medicaid expansion, currently the posture of the House is not to do anything further.
That may sound like an absolute no on the Medicaid question, but League of Women Voters of Florida President Deidre McNabb sees nuance in the speaker's statements.
We think the speaker is a very smart man. We think that he is concerned about the economic competitiveness of the state. He did say he is not a man who, you know, never says he will not listen to things. And the bottom line is we see a glimmer of light at the end of the tunnel for the House taking this consideration up of this proposal.
And for now, that's enough to keep hope alive for the growing number of proponents of a Medicaid expansion in Florida. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.